my opinion would be that the economy is hurting racing a lot, and you know, the people who are racers, they don't really do it for a profit motive. The amount of prize money they win or sponsorship money they get isn't going to cover their expenses. So that makes it tough for them, and when people have a hard time with the economy, that's going to knock down car counts. About everywhere I go, car counts are down quite a bit, and crowds are down quite a bit as well. I think sometimes promoters don't do as good a job of entertaining their fans when they start their shows late. They have large delays in between races and that kind of thing. But yeah, car counts are down virtually every place I go.
Now, but as far as you say you pretty much travel more than, I'd say close to three quarters of the year weekend-wise, this must become pretty expensive. How do you fund this adventure every weekend?
Well, one of my answers is I simply charge everything, and I'm hoping that my wife pays the credit card bills. And but actually, I travel about 150, 160 nights overnight in a hotel every year. I rent about 50 cars. I fly on about 200 airplanes. And I do have some sponsorships in the sense that I get some help with the airlines. Normally I fly on a standby basis, and I think that's a great idea. Some people might not think it is. It's not a lot of fun to be wanting to get on a 10 o'clock at night flight. All of a sudden you find out that there aren't enough seats for you to get on. The plane taxis away, and you sit there at the window waving goodbye, and now you kind of look around. There's nobody at the airport, and you're probably going to sleep overnight on a bench in the airport. So,
it does have its downfalls, too.
Yeah, it's good to fly at a deeply discounted price on the airlines that are helping me out. Once in a while, I don't make it, and you just kind of make the best of it. I call that the price of free. And, I had kind of three reactions to my track chasing. There are a number of people say, boy, I'd love to do what you do. And I think that they might for one or two weekends, but after they saw what it takes to do this, that might be a problem. Right. There are a lot of other people who say, hey, I love what you do. I admire what you're doing. I wouldn't want to do it myself, but, knock your brains out on this thing, which is what I probably do. And then there are kind of a minority of people who say, hey, I'm a little resentful of what you're doing here because I can't do it. So you get every kind of reaction to the whole situation, but I just do it for the fun. I mean, I'm retired. I've been retired for about 10 years. I saved my money, and I'm spending some of it now on something that I enjoy. My wife's very cooperative on this. She'll go along. I'll travel 250,000 miles a year. She'll travel 100,000, which for most people is still quite a bit. If you can get your wife to travel 100,000 miles with you in your hobby, I think you're doing pretty well.
Right. Now, is she the only one that travels with you, or do you have a partners in crime in this, or is it pretty much a one-man deal?
Well, I kind of break it out into thirds. About a third of the time my wife comes along, about a third of the time I'll meet some friends at the track, and about a third of the time I'll go on my own. My travel schedule is so dependent upon whether or not I get on a plane that it's really difficult to say to someone else, gee, I'm going to meet you in Minnesota or Pennsylvania or Florida because I may or may not make it, even though I want to make it. Sometimes I'll go to the airport in Los Angeles and I'll be heading to Denver. I won't get on the flight to Denver. I'll walk across the aisle and go to Washington, D.C. and try to make a trip out of that when all along I was planning on doing something in Colorado. So it's definitely a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants thing, but to my way of thinking, that just makes it more fun. I mean, I've seen so many races. I mean, when you've seen racing at more than 1,700 tracks, and I've been to Eldora 40 times and Rockford 60 times and Asta 100 times, all those big-name tracks, I've been to them many, many times. The racing isn't as new to me as the experiences that I'm going to run into on the track chasing trail. So I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm in it for the experience from the moment I leave my house until I get back, and a lot of those experiences are not at the racetrack.
Right. Well, that's I admire you. I mean, I've got maybe for I wish I could do what you do now. Is there anybody else? I mean, does anybody keep track of this? Are you in the Guinness Book of World Records or anything? Or is there other guys that are close to you or under you? Or are you the top dog when it comes to track chasing?
Yeah, I've seen more races than anybody else. We do have a lot of people who pursue the hobby of track chasing. I think there's about 70 people that have seen 200 tracks or more. And the people right behind me are Ed Esser from Madison, Wisconsin, and Guy Smith from Effort, Pennsylvania. And they're both about 300 tracks behind me. So everybody that goes out and enjoys their hobby, those guys do it a little bit more on a regional basis. I'm lucky enough to have some support from the airlines, so I can do it on a national and a worldwide basis. We've even got one track chaser in Belgium who's seen racing, I think, in about 50 countries and has seen, I'm going to guess it's around 800 tracks right now. So we have a lot of people that do this. I run into these guys once in a while, although the more tracks we see, the less often we run into each other because there's just fewer opportunities to overlap.
Right, I got you. Now, what are your long-term plans? I mean, have you pretty much covered everything in the United States and now you're pretty much concentrating on other countries, or is there still a lot of tracks that you haven't covered as far as it goes in the United States?
Well, sure, I've been track chasing in places like Norway, Luxembourg, Singapore, Uruguay, so I've seen it. I've seen some racing in some pretty far away places. I've now seen racing in 56 different countries. And I think I've seen, I think it's about 200 tracks outside of the United States, including a few in Mexico. Even though I only live about 75 miles from the Mexican border, it took me until just 4 or 5 years ago to actually get to my first race in Mexico. But, I just want to see new tracks. I'm starting to go back. This year I went back to the Chili Bowl in Tulsa. I've been there before, to Knoxville, back to the Peoria Speedway, and a couple of other places. I'm going to start seeing a few more tracks that I've been to in the past that I really liked. And that's mainly because I've seen all of the very best tracks.